Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Amy. May I have your zip code, please?
Yes, hi. This is Zachary Marr calling from Citizens Bank. I'm here with a customer, mutual customer of ours, Mr. Joel Happel. Do you need a zip code?
Please.
12603.
Okay, great. Thank you. And what was that name again?
So our customer, we have a mutual customer. I'm just calling. I'm with him as well. I'm a representative from Citizens Bank. We're just calling in regards to a case number that we had. Mr. Happel was directed to, you know, to come into the bank from in your department, and just so we can clarify some charges and hopefully get the some of these charges reversed, because we have an open dispute on our end. So we were hoping to resolve that today.
603. Okay, so that zip is 12603.
Yes.
Let's see here. And what's his first and last name, please?
Joel. J-O-E-L. Last name, H-A-P-P-L-E.
Okay, so just a moment here. Okay, so I'm not pulling up an account with that zip code. Is that the shipping zip code?
Yes.
Okay, could it possibly be an order placed with someone else's name?
Is it possible that it was ordered in someone else's name?
Okay.
Last name, Austin. Yeah, A-U-S-T-I-N.
Okay, great. Thank you. And for security purposes, could you please verify the shipping address?
What was the shipping address?
2103.
New Hackensack
okay.
Road. Yep.
All righty. Thank you so much. Yes, I see on May 31st, there was an order placed for the Ultra NO2 and Ultra Testo. Let's see. Alrighty, I do show you spoke with someone previously today. So yes, he filed the dispute with you guys. So okay. So there was a trial that was a 14-day trial period. You do have that time frame to call and cancel. If there's no cancellation within that 14-day trial period, on the 15th day they are charged the full price of the product at $95.94 and $99.94. Now, as a one-time courtesy, what I can do is refund a 50% back on each of those charges. So let's see here.
Okay.
Calculator. All right. So on the charge of $95.94, that would be a refund in the amount of $47.97. And on the charge of $99.94, that's a refund in the amount of $49.97. So just a moment here while I apply those refunds to the account. If you'll please allow 3 to 5 business days for this to be available, we will send him a refund notification to his email address.
Okay.
That now, we have on file. Go ahead.
Now, was this a debit transaction that was performed? I believe it was, going back, because this card is no longer active.
Okay, so with that, any card number that is attached to that same account, okay, it won't affect the status of the refund. It'll be issued to the account, and regardless of the card numbers, it still becomes available in that account. So just a moment.
Okay. Would you want an updated card number? Because you do have an active card number.
That's not necessary. Okay. Just a second. Yeah, especially if he doesn't want to, you know, provide that information. All right, so let's see here. Just a moment here while I apply those changes. Thank you for your patience.
No problem. Thank you.
No problem. Just a moment here. All right.
Before we before we finish up today, Joel did have a question. So when we're done with the you know, the refund, you just need a moment of your time. He had a question regarding the product.
Sure. Go ahead. I can. Go ahead.
Now, it's a subscription for the pills. When do I receive new pills? Because I got the initial one from the purchase date, like 3 weeks later.
Okay, so.
Even if I did have the 14 days to cancel it, I never had a 14-day trial because I didn't have anything from when I bought, when I paid for the trial to test. You know, they came 3 weeks later.
Right, it's okay. So it's shipped on the 3rd of June, delivered on the 5th. Right, so the trial does begin on the day that you place your order. Now, you do have to read through the terms and conditions to see, you know, all the particulars about how if you don't receive it in 4 days, give us a call for an extension on the trial, which I know oftentimes
the phone number that was given, they don't work.
I'm not sure, you know, about that.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I couldn't call. The numbers don't work. 888-578-3948. That don't work.
Yeah, just so you know, from our end, we do on the coding of the transaction, it does have a 888 number attached to the coding of the billing, and I provided the numbers to Joel, and apparently both numbers were non-working. So just so you know.
Yeah, I definitely need to know that. You know, wasn't aware of any non-working numbers or anything like that. So the charges do represent the items that were already received. You're charged the full price of those initial bottles on the 15th day if there's no call to cancel. So there wasn't anything. It is a recurring shipment. But that second shipment hasn't, right? The second shipment hasn't actually been charged or shipped. The charges do represent the product that you've already received.
Okay, I don't want any more of the product being shipped. I don't want to be charged for anything. And what I'm trying to say is that even after, you know, a 14-day, when I get shipment, the numbers to call to cancel the subscription don't work. So there's no way that I could have called to cancel a subscription if the telephone number doesn't work.
Okay. Right. I do apologize about that. But, yes, they do authorize me to, you know, as a courtesy, refund this 50% back on each of those charges. So hopefully that will be some sort of satisfactory. Okay. And also, I'm going to cancel the account here, which, of course, is going to remove you from that automatic shipping program. So, of course, there won't be anything else charged to that account. So, just a moment here. All right. So, there have been two refunds applied to the account, one in the amount of $47.97 and a second refund in the amount of $47.99. If you'll please allow 3 to 5 business days for these to be available in the account. I do have a cancellation confirmation code if you would like that as well.
Sure.
All righty, so that's C as in cancel. It's another C as in cancel. E as in Edward. B as in boy. 0. C as in cancel. 7. D as in David. 5-4. E as in Edward.
All right.
Okay, though. All right. Is there anything else I can help you guys with today?
You all set, Joel?
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your help.
All right. No problem. Thanks. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
You too. Thanks.